Well, take my clammy hand and I'll lead you to the house. It's full of wonderful evil and danger to all those who trespass. So hold on tight.
Ah! Look
out! Oh, I didn't mean to scare you just yet, but there's quicksand all around you. So let's walk carefully now, or you may get sucked in. Now, stoop down while we go through this subterranean tunnel. Watch out for the bats. They just love dark, eerie places. And try not to trip over the skeletons. Many people have tried to make this trip on their own, but they didn't get too far. You'll have to be very careful if you want to get out of here alive. Ah, here we are at last. You can relax now. We're in a room full of vampires, but they're all in their coffins resting. Things don't usually liven up in here until midnight, but do be careful. Sometimes they get up early for a drink of blood. Look out! One of them has flipped his lid, on his coffin, that is, and he's coming right at you!
Please, let me have just a little sip. I'm so thirsty.
Now, let me take you into the laboratory where our magnificent monsters are made. Here comes Igor now. What is our biggest brute? And he's coming right at you. We're here. I'll show you our assembly line. These are some of the parts that go into our monsters. Here, stick your hand in this container. Isn't that wonderful? You just grabbed a handful of eyes. Oh, look. They're staring at you. Now, feel this slimy thing. Kind of neat, huh? It's a liver. And here, over here, grab a handful of monster stuffing. Back, Igor, back. Quickly now, Igor thinks you're dinner. Uh-oh, there's a big tarantula crawling up your arm. There, I got him. Hurry, the floor is crawling with spiders. Step in here while you'll be safe. Oh, silly me, this is the snake room. Look out for that cobra. Oh, there are rattlers all around your feet. Here comes a 16-foot python. They just love to squeeze the life out of you. And now, as we leave the haunted house and journey into the Transylvanian forest, we must be careful, for the moon is full. And you can hear the cry of werewolves. They're howling because they're hungry. And they're getting closer. Look out! I hope you've enjoyed visiting my haunted house. I've got to go check on the cook. That cauldron should be bubbling over by now. Stop by for a bite. That is, if you haven't had too many already.
Such a hard act to follow, so dark I was reading my verses with night vision goggles. Riptides of flow show quickness, and have marine biologists complaining of motion sickness. Can't comprehend what I spit, my visionaries to decode lines, observers requested dictionaries. Superb lyrically, so I rock a Laker 42 jersey to prove niggas that I was worthy. So approach with notebooks and quotes, exposed my notebooks and niggas got stomped out by footnotes. Phrases connected to joints and flows travel. Had Delta granting me mad frequent flyer points. Stay focused like the Ford and stay riding these instrumentals like fat cats on boogie boards.
We came to smash motherfuckers, trash motherfuckers. If you don't know, you better ask motherfucker. Waste man, we came to get the cash motherfucker. Sharp shooters, we don't miss when we blast motherfuckers. Smash motherfuckers, trash motherfuckers. If you don't know, you better ask motherfuckers. Waste management, we'll get the cash motherfuckers. Sharp shooters, we don't miss when we blast motherfuckers.
Killer Kane is the click, maintain is a prick. Hit you in the face with a brick, they say that I'm sick. Writing five or six songs while I'm taking a shit. And you just hating this shit, cause you ain't able to spit. I'ma sharpshooter bitch, so that explains the laser beam on your forehead. Now go ahead and make a scene. And that son over there, he's from Jamaica, Queens. It's like me, he don't ask for shit, he's into taking things. Creeping through the dark, ripping your whole crew apart. Getting more bit than the St. Louis Arch. This ain't the way to act, but still let me state a fact. I'm an unstable cat, who knows what I'm aiming at. J Dilla made the track. RP, you the shit, and that's why I keep spitting like a maniac. When the drama goes down, I ain't saying jack. I keep it cutter like money in a paper sack.
You can't smash motherfuckers, trash motherfuckers. If you don't know, you better ask motherfucker. Waste man, we stand to get the cash motherfuckers. Sharp shooters, we don't miss when we blast motherfuckers. Smash motherfuckers, trash motherfuckers. If you don't know, you better ask motherfuckers. Waste management, we don't get the cash motherfuckers. Sharp shooters, we don't miss when we blast motherfuckers.
With accurate aim, low mics like masks, cock back and clap your frame. Yo, it's son, motherfucker, place the hype with the name. Wolf gang and maintain, we watch to snipe these lanes. Yo, we sharpshooters, we spark brutal, it's getting dark to you. I smack fire out your ass, put a spark to you. A strong arm, fuck the Lord's long arm. Sun tatted on my forearm, I clap small arms. Brandish the iron out of copperware. And my mics are stub nose, I pop holes in your rockerware. Claiming your hard, your masculinity, I'm doubting. I'm outing, y'all niggas is broke back mountain. Fatigue here, we ready for warfare. The shooters, my cold D's, reservoir dogs here. You got beef, nigga, then air it out. I put my mic in baby mom's mouth, she giving up your whereabouts. And what I live for, I die for. Need some of the niggas on earth that I bust shots and ride for.
We came to smash motherfuckers, trash motherfuckers. If you don't know, you better ask motherfucker. Waste man, we came to get the cash motherfuckers. Sharp shooters, we don't miss when we blast motherfuckers. Smash motherfuckers, trash motherfuckers. If you don't know, you better ask motherfuckers. Waste management, we don't get the cash motherfuckers. Sharp shooters, we don't miss when we blast motherfuckers.
Intellectual decibels, perpetual episode signs to gain through stethoscope. Examining the skeptical, susceptible to sarcasm. Your girl has them like she call you when she orgasm. You know I'm in her. Earthquake, the earth shake, increase the murder rate, cold blood, some regurgitate.
Blood. tonight. Puritan Blister throws a horror party.
The fight.
Young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise. They cover the skin, conceal their eyes. A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween. A time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this ash which has become our biggest concern.
Anymore. Come on out.
Ah!
All right, haha, I get it.
Ah!
Oh. You know, this really isn't funny. Come on out, please. It's not funny anymore. Seriously, you got... Oh, my God, in heaven!
Could it get any worse?
Children on the streets, begging for treats.
Drowning in a bucket of apples bobbing. Parents are hiding, our babies are sobbing.
And then have returned.
They're freaking us out, dragging us down. So we shout,
help us, save our souls.
We're dying of fear, and they don't even know it.
They think we've got it all. Team
to help us forget Halloween.
Fools, you think you can stop Halloween?
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
Beneath the willow tree.
No more razor blades in our kids' candy.
Dead dogs and broomsticks, pumpkins and flames. Ending this night, ending this shame.
Oh,
Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace in there.
Stars escape stalkers.
Murder, 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 it's murder, murder.
Like Jackson to get crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just like Nutty, it's Michael Myers.
Like Jackson to get crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete.
Just as Nutty, it's Michael Myers.
Like Jackson to get crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete.
Just as Nutty, it's Michael.
Jason and Ken Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw, and a machete.
Just as nutty as Michael.
I picked up a contract from a nigga who was up the block. A real estate agent, I knew all my life, but he had the dough to rock. Big bills only. When I do it, it's gonna be real, homie. I bring them through on ice and you can get the feel on him. Major pain with a Maculate Rapid Fire to the brain. Put a cover down in my trunk cause I don't want no blood stains. I'm a Coke YNT cause I cut him with a blade. He might just be HIV positive and positive traction I give. As I step on the pedal and I grab the metal, let the four barrel leave. Sideways to the next trick is murder and sex. And to do you too,
if you got you a nice Rolex. No sympathy for the enemies, just Vega blunts and Hennessy's. No tendencies to get in your knees and pipe these down your chimneys. With blood in your mouth, choke on your tongue and dap. Cause I'm gonna show you niggas what doing dirt is all about. It's about them real niggas, surrounded the veal niggas. From New Orleans to New York, we still kill niggas. In mind and take big dough to funk, so you can kick back and get a nigga just how you want. Pop like Jason Kent Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just like Shawty with Michael Myers. Jason Kent Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just as nutty as Michael Myers. Jason Kent Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just as nutty as Michael Myers. Jason Kent Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just as nutty as Michael Myers.
Hear me breathing? Shit, I'm like a nightmare about to happen. And I'm right there standing there tapping you at your back, about to tell you about some death. And what's left is a bottle full of your last breath. Throttle full of that gas left. Time to bust a U-turn. Smoke with the Oakland crystal green token. And I knew I left your daughter up in the bathtub choking. It was your last love hoping. Nigga, I ain't joking. I had your hat hanging up with a sign that said steel nut, cold blood. Never knew what I was thinking when I was taking your guts. And always knew what I was thinking when I was eating it up. And you've been cheating enough. Now it's time to pay the reaper. It's cheaper if you just let me cut your body up in pieces. Here's my thesis. Just cause I didn't know Jesus, you was killing me softly, calling me off the range, mentally stained. Nigga, this ain't no fucking game. Willing to die for your fame? Pop one to your brain.
Like Jason Kent Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just as shoddy as Michael Myers. Jason Kent Crystal with a pistol, chainsaw and a machete. Just as nutty as Michael Myers.
Candy left over on Halloween.
Had already seen black ships ate the sky. I was sweet 16. The fences folded and the trees surrounded. Black ships in the sky devouring the clouds, and the thought came to me.
Is the boogeyman real?
Not all pianos in the woods had power to mangle me.
chick is simply one. Luce di vento in sé nella storia fu consciente di una divisione. E la simple nuova luce non pare mai sfiorire.
Close to Halloween.
For them, Texas Chainsaw. Texas Chainsaw.
He's gonna get you, Franklin. He's coming to get you.
You don't think it means anything?
He's gonna kill you, Franklin.
Sally, I hear something. Stop. Stop.
Texas Chainsaw.
Just joined us late in the broadcast. We're talking with Michael Mills, Minister of Youth and Evangelism at the Family Altar Chapel in Battle Creek, Michigan. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven again was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. In the lyrics of the song, they sing the piper is calling you to join him. She's buying her stairway to heaven. We know that's not possible. And also they say, words have two meanings. They certainly do have two meanings. This is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their record, Stairway to Heaven, in reverse. What I mean by in reverse is, by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backwards, the needle will go in the opposite direction. You say that, I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is what I'm talking about, that I believe that we can hear this with our subconscious mind, and you're going to hear it in a few moments. I want to explain to you what their message is. Now, we spun this backwards in a studio, and the tape of what we've got is about to come up. They sing backwards in human voices. Now, mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. They sang in human voices in reverse, "Listen, we've been there." Then they sing in reverse now, "Because I live." "Serve me.
Serve me.
There's no escape in it.
No escape in it.
Satan.
Satan.
If we. Gotta live for Satan.
Gotta live for Satan.
Master Satan."
Yes,
the message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way on the back or in reverse of Stairway to Heaven was this: "Listen, we've been there. Because I live, serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we gotta live for Satan, Master Satan." Listen to it as they sing their message together. Further in the tape, I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard. I kept thinking about the verse that describes hell in the Bible as a wailing and a gnashing of teeth. And that came to my mind when I heard this next sound, and is opposite of the instrumental part in the prelude of Stairway to Heaven. Listen to this as it reminds you of the verse, "A wailing and a gnashing of teeth." Again, another rock group who is tied definitely in with the occult. They had a definite message to give, who they are serving through their music. Kiss, or sometimes known or referred to as Kings in Satanic service. With sadomasochistic chains and demonic painted faces, they jump on stage, some wearing crosses, puking blood, singing, "God of Rock and Roll, we'll steal your virgin soul."
So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth.
It is an illusion that we were ever alive.
I go by many names, but there is one you can't deny.
My name is Satan.
Look at all them birds.
Those things are always waiting on something to die so they can eat it, right? What a weird job.
Doc, it sounds to me like you're talking about the Antichrist.
Well, perhaps I am.
The strongest, most insistent of these feelings was one of abject horror.
Think the earth feel evil?
Satan! Satan! Satan!
He was not a baker any longer. He was his town's official assistant vampire hunter.
Even our shadows, their shadows, no longer remain.
So what kook are we moving tonight?
Michael Myers.
Trick or treat, baby.
She won't die. At dusk on the next day, she died.
Oh, fiddly-dee.
Fiddle-dee-dee?
Look, I'm throwing a Halloween party. I need a home equity loan and all new appliances and cabinets for a kitchen remodel.
Hey, hey, hey. Dig these cool homemade outfits.
Yeah. Who needs store-bought costumes anyway?
Was that the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, I do believe.
Alucard is Dracula backwards, explained the smaller of the two.
Is it really?
But this time you are trapped. See those spider webs up there in the cave? They're just waiting to wrap around you.
It had been horrible seeing that poor dead bird. But something else upset me, too. It was my thinking Simon had killed it.
If you were to ask me if a bunch of Draculas might get together or a bunch of Wolfmans, then yes, they probably do have very good parties.
Oh, well, who wants to live forever? Die!
The major cities in the world are being destroyed, destroyed one by one by the monster.
Yes, regrettable. The lake is dangerous.
Why?
There are unknown things in nature. It is better to let them remain unknown.
The very idea of total darkness made his heart race pitter-pat. Spurred on by fear, he stumbled in thought.
We're gonna get you, we're gonna get you, not another peep, kinda gonna keep.
Poor man, he wasn't really mad, he just felt rejected. And because of his bitterness, his experiments became grotesque.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass.
Can't live with the idea that...
How you doing, lady? Thanks for the ride.
Why should we fight? We're old friends, you and I. Remember?
Let's get high.
You are all my children now.
I've been thinking about the children. I don't want them to have contact with the outside world, so I think what's best is that they should live with us forever.
What can I say, sir, except to repeat that I am deeply, deeply sorry,
murmured the vegetarian vampire, blinking up at his employer from the floor.
Oh, God, he's coming back. Get out of here, Lisa!
Jesse, fight him!
I can't!
Fight it, Jesse! You created him! You can destroy him!
Lisa, open this door!
He is living off of your fear! Jesse, fight him!
I can't!
You can! Fight him! You are not afraid of him! He doesn't even exist!
No!
No!
Jesse! I'm Jesse now!
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Kill me, Lisa. Please kill me.
Come on, Lisa. Kill him! Kill him!
I love you, Lisa.
My grandmama used to sing this song to me.
How would you feel if somebody with a crazy helmet with pipes sticking out of it came at you in the dark? And look, I know this sounds crazy, but there wasn't any head in that helmet.
No head. No head at all.
It's the truth.
I think you need some coffee.
The devil. You always know when he's coming because the walls ain't right. When he get warm, real cold, then the devil's coming. The devil don't like hot fire. He like it where it's cold so he can do his math. He turns all the lights out and they get in the corner. So here it is, the devil's son.
Carving a pumpkin with a knife. When someone at the table says, that's not what I call a life.
We are nearing the snake snuggery. In other words, the pit. Lean over, why don't you? See how they wiggle and squiggle and squaggle and hiss. Imagine the thrill of having one squirm across your foot.
They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic.
My name is Bela Lugosi, and I wish to commit myself.
For what reason?
I have been a drug addict for 20 years. I need help.
Why did you do that?
He was a sacrifice. I was to murder 3 million people on planet Earth. And he was a sacrifice to see if I could murder one of my own. At the end of murdering all the people on Earth, I was going to murder my own family and then take my own life and become God.
Being a species dominated by criminally ignorant and demonstrably corrupt minds, long condemned by evidence pregnant with unpardonable realities, this humanity of indifferent mediocrity, given to always revert to type, can only be adjudged to oblivion.
Yes, by cutting off cable TV and the beer supply, I can ensure an honest winter's work out of those lowlifes.
Sir, did you ever stop to think that maybe it was doing this that caused the previous caretakers to go insane and murder their families?
Perhaps. Tell you what, we come back and everyone's slaughtered, I owe you a Coke.
Well, this is preposterous. Monsters getting together to celebrate? I mean, think about how that sounds. It's ridiculous. I mean, they get together, it's going to be a terrifying battle. They're not going to get along, much less have a bash of some kind.
What do we know about what exists at the bottom of the oceans? What prehistoric creatures live there concealed from our sight? and knowledge. Monsters? Probably. There still are phenomena which we have not fathomed. What is that thing at the bottom of Dead Lake?
Demonic beast. What happened to the good old simple love song? I love you. That's a good word to use. Nowadays, they have to write some sickness. It's just absolutely sick and bizarre, and I'm going to do my utmost best to try and stop it now.
Anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
These evil people have just got to be stopped.
And as Dr. Rice and I stood staring at this presence, the whippoorwills began to cry in unison outside the study window. And then the thing on the floor roused and mumbled.
In a horror movie, when the car won't start, you give it one last try. In a horror movie, when the car won't start, you give it one last try.
No, your costume is the best devil's costume I ever saw. If they ever caught a glimpse of you in Europe, they'd light 100 bonfires just to ward you off. And in Romania and Hungary, they tie sprigs of garlic around their necks to keep you away. It usually keeps everyone away, in fact. But possibly the best defense against the evil one is to be just a little bit more evil.
Many men have related hideous things which happened on the battlefields of the Great War. Some of these things have made me faint. Others have convulsed me with devastating nausea, while still others have made me tremble and look behind me in the dark. Yet despite the worst of them, I believe I can myself relate the most hideous thing of all, the shocking, the unnatural, the unbelievable horror from the shadows.
The mad doctor toils in his fiendish laboratory. The crackling power of his evil instruments blast power into a giant sleeping hulk, which shudders, creaks, and slowly stirs. He bursts his steel bonds and stands. Frankenstein's monster.
So you dare to invade the privacy of the unconquerable Count Morbidar, master of ceremonies, the skipper of skullduggery, enforcer of evil.
Do you have any idea what you've done to us? Our luck just flew out the window for the next 30 days. Never look at the backside of a mirror. Because when you do, it'll affect your future. Because you're looking at yourself backwards. But the most important thing is the goddamn hat. Goddamn hat on a bed is the king of them all. Hell, that's worth at least, what, 15 years or even death?
When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Tonight. Hail Satan. Hail, hail.
Who's laughing now?
trick-or-treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat if you want to keep life serene. Trick-or-treat, 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 trick-or-treat. The whole night through, little scalawags with fiendish gags can make it tough on you. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, better not be stingy or your nightmare will come true.
One of the frightened?
Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Do you believe in monsters? They exist, you know.
If you're an adult and you're planning to wear a costume on Halloween, don't.
I'm a little jack-o'-lantern. I'll scare you. I'll scare you. I'll scare you. I'm a little jack-o'-lantern. I'll scare you. You, boo, boo, boo.
Rachel? Is that you?
I finally came back for you, Rachel. I'm going to twist your back like mine so you'll never get out of bed again. Never get out of bed again. Never get out of bed again! Never get out of bed again!
In colonial days, as the United States of America was being built by brave and honest people, there were times when superstition ran rife and hate claimed the minds of our countrymen. In New England, the mere accusation of being a witch was enough to sentence a person to be tied to a stake and burned alive. This terrible form of colonial justice, with its unfair court proceedings, sent many an innocent woman to her fiery death.
Headmaster rang me last night. He was very nice about it, but he's had calls all evening from parents saying they will remove their children from school while someone who is a dangerous werewolf, as they persist in calling Simon, is attending. But once they know the truth, I exclaimed. At the moment, they're just not listening.
To lovers, the moon is a thing of beauty. But to this man, it is a deadly curse. When the moon is full, this miserable wretch turns into a hairy, snarling half-man, half-beast. He prowls the night, his fangs thirsty for human blood. He is a werewolf.
Thank you.
death of William S. Bowers has made us all very sad. He was the voice of our generation.
Soundtrack? Can I play it again? Sure would like it. Hey, maybe I could get a copy. And you could autograph it to, Far Out Fan! Hey, what's in here?
Record vault.
Oh, where you keep the golden oldies? And maybe, maybe the new music's in there.
Do you believe that people can dream about what's going to happen?
No.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Then you won't mind cold-cocking this guy when I bring him out.
What?
You heard me. I grab the guy in my dream. You see me struggling, so you wake me up. We both come out, you whack the fucker, and we got him.
Are you crazy? Hit him with what?
You're the jock. You're the baseball bat or something. Just meet me at my porch at midnight. Oh, and meanwhile...
Meanwhile?
Whatever you do, don't fall.
Sat down on his stoop and cried. And a monster came out of his house and heard him crying. And he said, "Little boy, how come you're crying?" And Hokey Pokey said, "Nobody will be my friend." And the monster said, "Me and the other monsters will be your friends." And he invited him down into his club basement. Hokey Pokey. And he invited him down into his basement. Hokey Pokey. Got down there, the party was already going on.
Hokey pokey.
And one monster gave him a cup of punch.
Hokey pokey.
And they were bobbing for apples and playing charades.
Hokey pokey.
And Hokey pokey found out that he wasn't afraid.
Hokey pokey pokey.
Hokey pokey did the monster mash. And that's what it's all about.
What's on your almost perfect mind this evening?
I just had triple bypass open heart surgery, and I want you to know it's people like you that made me want to get out of that hospital.
Hey, anybody listening to this crowd?
The 17 for her recent divorce, shot and killed her three children aged 7.
Shot right between a heinous...
A local judge praised defendant John Roy, but was dismayed to learn that Roy had had sex with the corpse.
Roy's
lawyer was quoted as saying,
"Murder." State authorities last October released 500 turtles into the Ganges to try and reduce human pollution, and now plan to put in the crocodiles to devour floating corpses.
Dump holy shit, it's just not a living fucking
the
town!
The Uttar Pradesh State...
What's up, Nina?
I can't take no more of this radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you got
some music on that radio this instant. I mean it.
I was victim of a sexual assault.
Mutilated, rape.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy after Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy after Halloween, Super Shamrock. Happy after Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy after Halloween, Super Shamrock.
Hurry home, it's almost time. All those lucky kids with silver shamrock masks, hurry home for the big giveaway. It's almost time. Hurry home.
I wanna buy some radio ad time.
Are you fucking crazy? We are closed. Off the air till tomorrow. You'll have to just come back.
No, but whoa. So this is Radioland, huh? The Infinite Turtle, the waves through the ether fuzz roll on forever. Roar! Can't close that. Hi, I know what you're thinking. This is weird, huh? But I can handle it. No? You're my fave. Me and Bubba, my little brother, we listen to you every night. Music is my life. You know, you're my fave, but I get too embarrassed to phone in my requests. It's too disembodied, you know. But now that we're here in flesh and blood, I could maybe make a request and it'd still count, huh?
Satanic faith, the old religion, bases its ritual today upon a mocking parody of its arch-enemy, the Christian Church. The Mass is pronounced backwards, and an altar formed by the belly and breasts of a naked woman. There could be no greater offense to God than such a profanation. There could be no greater offense to God than such a profanation. There could be no greater offense to God than such a profanation, where sex is considered the most characteristic sin in Christendom. Viewed from the precincts of the occult, this obscene profanation becomes a formalized ceremonial, the religious observances of the children of Satan.
expressing an undying faith in their old religion. And they're not maniacs. They are men and women who live among us, whom we know and like. People we confide in, yarn to over a beer. They are people striking back at the world of technology through the timeless magic of witchcraft. Striking back at the world of technology. Striking back at the world of technology. Striking back at the world of technology. Striking back at the world of technology.
Hey! Just calm down, right? Relax. Yeah. It's gonna be all right. Nobody's gonna hurt you. Just tell us what you want, all right? Hey, I'm here to help you.
Help yourself, fucker!
This is beginning to look like the Lost Weekend.
You know what they say, a fire a day keeps those ghosts away.
Mm. Why would you want to keep them away? Wouldn't it be beautiful to be really in the presence of a ghost?
Now, let me in. Let's talk about it. Let me in.
Come, my friend.
Let me in. Now, before it's too late. You're gonna die in there. All of you. You are gonna die.
Get the hell out of here.
Sorry to see you're still unconvinced. Pleasure visiting with you, as with all upon his name, hailing every good
intent. But there was one incident that went a bit wrong. There was a wee boy looking around at my living room and then looking at the broom, you know, because he must have been a Harry Potter fan. And I went up behind him and I was going to say, do you like the broom? But I thought it'd be better to sneak up behind him and then go, boo! And the wee boy just, he nearly jumped out of his skin. He just got the fright of his life, dropped his bag of goodies that he'd accumulated throughout the night, and just ran out the living room, into the hall, took a wrong turn, went into my bedroom, came back out, and I went out the front door and I shouted after him. I said, I didn't mean it, just trying to give you a wee fright. And his big sister, and she was only around 10, but she said, you scared my brother, you weirdo. And she went running after him. I thought, that's the point of Halloween.
ancient tradition that the world will be consumed in fire at the end of 6,000 years is true, as I've heard from hell. The whole creation will be consumed and appear infinite and holy, whereas it now appears finite and corrupt.
Cause sweet
death. One last go.
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. Doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they can all live on, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
Thank you.
Goodbye. I love you all. Goodbye.